What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors alongside Fred Davis. Alec Medford back in studio right now. We are at the Comerica backyard here at Globe Life Field. And we already do have some Tolos running by, yelling
Rolling
Tolo
through.
Out. And we appreciate that as well. And now it's time to chat with our friend Jared Sandler, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Jared, this has been a fun couple games now that we're back here in Texas.
I gotta turn my mic on. My bad.
What's
up, dude? I'm good. How are you? There you go. Dap it up. It's funny how this baseball sport works. You go and you lose 5 of 7 on the road. You don't feel great because you lost 3 of 4 to the Mariners. And I don't know what's a worse feeling, if you lose games where it's like we had no chance,
right.
Like they, or if you lose games where it's like we should have won 3 of 4,
yeah.
Right? And then you look at this week. Which, you know, it's the homestand's a week and a half, but this week, the Yankees are a really good team. They're struggling, but they're a really good team. The Phillies are a really good team. And the Rangers are in the process of a stretch in which they're going to face 4 left-handed starting pitchers in a 5-game period. And then, by the way, after that 5th game, you face Zach Wheeler in that 6th game, and he's, you know, one of the best pitchers in baseball and probably headed to the Hall of Fame. So have fun with that. And yet, the Rangers go, and they've won the first 2 games of this series. They got another lefty today that they'll face in Carlos Rodon. But, all these games matter. It's not like you want to punt on today. But if the Rangers lose today, you still look. They took 2 of 3 against the Yankees. Mm-hmm. We'll take an off day tomorrow and, you know, get ready for the Phillies. So,
yeah,
been a good start.
Gained some good ground. That was a nice.
Yeah.
Obviously, don't want to take 2 steps back, but baseball is what it is.
Yeah.
You see the roller coaster, and it's emotional. Last night was pretty emotional. It seemed like everybody was watching this Nate Eovaldi start, and they were kind of cautious because the Rangers hadn't scored runs. And then late in the game, it erupted after Rowdy's hit, after the double play. This place seemed to really liven up a little bit. Eovaldi, man, we got to give him so much more love for setting the table the way he does.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked or bring that up, because I don't think people realize, like, he hasn't just been one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball. He isn't just having one of the best seasons in franchise history. Who knows how things will play out? But, you know, I tweeted this last night. Going back to the live ball era, which technically started in 1920, so we're looking at over 100 seasons of Major League Baseball. His ERA through his first 19 starts of the season is the 5th best ever.
Wow.
Bob Gibson, Louis Tiant, Zach Greinke, Vida Blue. The only 4 guys who in a season have had a better ERA, lower ERA, through 19 starts. Now, Evo's not a qualifier yet because he doesn't have enough innings, but he's thrown more than...
What is that number, by the way? Because we were just discussing
that. So it's 1 per team game. So if your team has... Ultimately, you need to get to 162.
Gotcha.
If your team... Like, but throughout the season, if your team has played 100 games, you need 100 innings. You could be a qualifier with 100 innings.
Yep.
I might not be a qualifier with 101 innings if my team has played more than 101 games.
Makes sense.
He can get there. He probably could only stand to miss maybe one more start. But I don't even know if it should matter. He's gonna have a substantial sample size. His ERA is a half a run better than the second best ERA in baseball. That's Paul Skenes. And if you just look in the American League, which I don't always love to do, but when it's award-related, you're only competing with your league when it's the Cy Young. He's got an ERA that's nearly a full run better than Tarek Skubal. So there's no doubting how good Tarek Skubal is, but no one has been Nathan Eovaldi this year. Last 14 starts, and 13 of them, he's allowed one run or no runs. Bob Gibson's the only pitcher ever, and this was back in 1968, to have a stretch like that.
It's amazing, man.
Jared, and I'll tell you what, I do appreciate, if you guys aren't following Jared on Twitter, please do so, because I'll tell you what, just the stats you put out are uber important to kind of put into context. And we were talking about the Seattle series. This team is what, 58-45 on the season, which just that, I mean, that's, you know, you'd be one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. Then you throw in the fact that you're 3-10 against the Seattle team, then and what, five or six of those you've lost by one run. When you look at the resolve of this team, what have you noticed where this team 2-3 months ago was losing one run, two run games, and it seemed like, you know, the team was in a funk? Then you come back after, like you said, could have won 3 out of 4 against that Seattle team, but then you come back and gut out two big wins against a playoff team.
So you got a few things in play here. It's a very veteran team.
Yes.
You look at the core of this team. On the pitching side, Nathan Eovaldi has won a World Series. He's been in multiple. Corey Seager has won multiple World Series and been in, you know, World Series beyond that. Same with Jock Peterson. You know, he's been in 3 World Series. You know, Jacob DeGrom was a part of the Mets when they went to the World Series. He wasn't Jacob DeGrom as we know him. You know, now Merrill Kelly, he's been in a World Series and pitched well in the play. I mean, now Merrill Kelly, bad example because he hasn't been here throughout this ride.
Although he looked good on Saturday.
You know, he looked great. But when this team was struggling, the core of guys, you know, they've been there and they've done that. So I don't think it hits them as emotionally as it would hit fans, understandably.
Right,
now, a young team without that experience, maybe it would knock them a little bit.
Yeah.
The other thing is, this team, there have been comments made, and by the way, it's no different than 2023. They are not the most emotional team. They are not, they don't necessarily show personality the way that maybe Rangers teams of the past have.
Yeah.
But I also think that is, you can be critical of it. I think it's also an asset. I think any team's personality should be whatever's natural, right? So it was natural for the Elvis, Derek Holland, Michael Young, Adrian Beltre. Like those teams with Mike Napoli, like they had personality that was befitting of the guys on that team. This team's personality is befitting of the guys who make up the core of this team, and I think it's helped them kind of navigate some of the storms.
And in that too, though, I mean, you hear about your team takes on the personality of their coach. I mean, Boach doesn't get too high, too low. I mean, this dude, you'll see him crack a smile, golf clap, boom, on to the next.
Yeah, no, I'll go to my grave. I mean, so many things happened to make 2023 possible, but Bruce Bochy was a huge part of that.
Absolutely.
And you can forget any in-game decision he made, just the general temperament that he gave everyone permission to have by having it himself when this team was, I don't want to say collapsing, but, I mean, they went from being 40-20 through the first 60 games and being the best team in Major League Baseball to, you know, they were an under 500 team the rest of the way.
Right.
And at multiple stages, it was like, can this team reclaim any of what they showed at the beginning of the year? And then, you know, they barely got in the playoffs, yet they make a cross-country flight, they go and kick Tampa Bay's ass, and the rest is history.
That's history.
You're not going to confuse, I don't think, Corey Seager with Ozzie Smith, but the defensive plays that he made yesterday, the sliding catch that Josh Smith made early in the game, and just the defense in general has been very good this season. Bochy says he credits the work. You know, I mean, obviously the work's important, but it seems like they take a certain amount of pride in being a great defense. And I know you've talked about defense being so important to these championships, going back to the Astros and the way they played.
Yeah, it's huge. And the Rangers really aren't weak defensively in any spot, which is rare. You know, you look at across the outfield, along the infield. And I'm glad you brought up Corey. You know, when Corey was drafted by the Dodgers, people were already trying to move him off of shortstop.
Yep.
You know, he's too big. He can't play shorts. He's not going to last. He won't. And here we are.
Sounds like somebody that's in our farm system, too.
Sebastian Walcott, yeah. You know, Corey is a week away, I think, from getting 10 years of Major League service time.
Wow.
And he has played shortstop.
Nice.
And he, I think, has been criticized for his shortstop play. He has been one of the best shortstops defensively in Major League Baseball since the Rangers signed him. He was a Gold Glove finalist in 2023, probably should have been last year. You look at the eye test and the metrics. I mean, he's been the second best American League shortstop in defensive runs saved. I think he's top five in outs above average. And the two plays he made yesterday, the first sliding play he made was in a scoreless ball game.
Dude, that was so cool.
Yeah, and then the play he made to start the double play in the ninth inning.
That was huge.
If he doesn't make that, now it's, you know, two on, nobody out. You know, who knows? So he's been really good. Marcus is obviously, we know how good he is. Josh Smith should win the Utility Gold Glove Award this year, you know, with what he brings
at
several different positions. So it's been fun to watch them play defensively this year.
Yeah, it has been nice. The this bullpen's loaded now. It just feels like it felt like you were like, okay, we can do what we can with some Band-Aids and some quilt patchwork here early in the season. And you were like, holy Milner, what? You know, you were excited about it. But now it feels like you have a little stock going with, and seeing what Maton did last night, that was nice. I asked Mike, I was like, is he just the most bored person on the mound? Just the way his face. And Mike was like, he's in the clubhouse. He's just popping around. He's happy. And he was like, it's a great mentality on the mound. But it's really nice to see that you have this collection that you can do so much with in this bullpen right now.
Yeah. The way I thought about it the other day, just the way my brain works, it's like when you've got a bunch of things on your to-do list and you're overwhelmed because, like, you just look at the list and there's, like, 10 things.
Yeah.
But then once you, like, get one done and then everything else kind of falls into place. You sit down, you do it. What's up, man? That's how I think of this bullpen. Once they can figure out what they want to do in the ninth, everything else will kind of fall into place. And maybe what they want to do in the ninth on a Monday is going to be different than on a Wednesday and different with this team versus that team.
Valid. Adaptability.
But they do need to figure out the ninth, but they've got a lot of options. And, you know, adding Danny Coulom, adding Phil Maton, whatever domino effect the addition of Merrill Kelly will ultimately have to this bullpen, you know, that's huge. And I think they are well equipped to have their bullpen shrink games. But again, that ninth inning can be a different beast, and they got to figure out, you know, who that guy is going to be or who the guys can be, you know, whom they're comfortable turning to.
I forgot in the defensive conversation as I was giving all these awards out to everybody, the Rowdy play. I mean, stick with it. I'm glad he stuck with it. But Eovaldi, right there, you know, there on the bag. And I think that sets another different type of tone for the guys. And they're like, our pitcher works his ass off to make sure. I know he has some deals, but he works his butt off to make sure that they're playing good defense.
And you're referring to, you know, Nate Lowe shared this, I think, a pregame interview I did right before the playoffs, that there's a financial compensation whenever Nate would flip it to Evo. I don't know if those deals are still in place.
Okay,
obviously,
all right, okay.
But maybe. I mean, you know, Evo might be a good negotiator, but he's always been great at fielding his position. And, you know, Corey, that's something that in 2022, the Rangers, their pitchers were abysmal defensively.
Yeah.
And it's not like, hey, they boot the comebacker. It's the ability to help your first baseman out by getting to the bag and receiving a throw on the move and, you know, providing the target you need to provide. And just kind of having your head in the game. And the last 3 years, they've been a lot better. And he's kind of helped lead that charge. When people ask, like, you know, about leadership, and sometimes it is the words that come out of your mouth. I think, you know, from an actionable standpoint, it's not just this for Nathan Eovaldi. But the fact that that guy never misses an assignment defensively, that he busts his tail to get to first, you never catch him napping. Guys take note, right? Mm-hmm. And now he's got the ability to say, hey, Corey, you need to do a better job of that. Because they're never going to be able to watch him and say, well, that guy's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And that stuff makes a difference.
Jared Sandler joining us talking all things.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ranger baseball as we get ready for a potential sweep of the New York Yankees today. How good did it feel for you to see Jock Peterson come through the way he has the last two games?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he had a wonderful day, I'm sure, you know, yesterday leading up to the game.
Just, that's
you
know, a good point. You know, that's a good point.
Riding that home run. And, but, you know, he has been and can be a streaky player.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got asked, I did a, you know, on the flight home the other day, I was asked, or I did one of those, hey, you know, fire away with questions on Twitter. And I was so excited because it was post-trade deadline. Because,
yeah,
you know, pre-trade deadline, I get asked, you know, all the questions, yeah, about the trade deadline. They're so tough to answer because I'm just, I don't know,
right,
you know, it's all speculation. 97% of the questions I was asked were about Jock Peterson and why he's in the lineup.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reality is if he didn't get hurt and his numbers were what they were without pause in the season,
right,
he probably wouldn't be in the lineup. He got hurt, was out 2 months. You can't just punt on a guy 1 week coming off of an injury.
Right.
You invested decent money in him for a reason. His runway is not endless, but the reality is this lineup's best version is one in which Jock Peterson is in there against righties, or yeah, against righties and being productive. And so I think they owe it to just the grand plan to give him a little more time. Now, great two nights ago. Was awesome last night with, you know, he got on base all four times, good at bats, hit the,
yeah,
ball hard. Maybe he doesn't get a hit the rest of the year, and if that's the case, he's not going to be in there for more than the next,
right,
week or so. But I get a sense that the internally they feel like he's turning a corner. Last night was probably a better example of that than just one swing,
right,
two nights ago.
Yeah.
And I got asked, well, why wouldn't they do to him what the Astros did to Jose Abreu? A couple of differences. The biggest one is that some of the peripheral numbers, the process numbers for Jose Abreu were awful.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nothing about Jose Abreu where it's like, yeah, he's going to turn things around. With Jock, that's not the case. The expected numbers are way better than the actual. That's not, mm-hmm, to make an excuse for how much he struggled. He struggled. At the end of the day, you don't get runs because of expected batting average or anything.
Right.
But those numbers do help maybe look to the future, and I think because some of those peripherals were more encouraging, not great, but more encouraging than the actual numbers, I think that's a big reason why the Rangers felt like we got to try and ride this out a little longer. And it looks right now, temperature check, maybe they're going to be rewarded. And they don't need him to be 900 OPS Jock Peterson. Be 750 OPS Jock Peterson the rest of the way, and that's a huge upgrade at the DH spot.
Jared, I've always thought you did a great job on the pregame show, pre and post, whenever we were working nights together. You guys are doing.
Did you really think I did a good job on the post?
I was telling Adrian we butted heads a few times early on, but then we found a place where we agreed. But dead serious. I've always respected the work ethic. But what you guys are doing.
I used to be an ass to him on post.
I almost threw him off this ledge.
Hard to believe.
I can't see that. But the work y'all are doing now, it's really good. I really like what y'all built in the pre and post game show. It's a lot of fun to catch whenever I can, either on TV or on the radio.
I know you got to go to break, but I you guys talk to Pato?
Yeah.
All right, he's going to be on. So can anything like worth asking about? You know, that's IndyCar's not my.
I asked him about where to sit on the track.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was like, hey, what seat would you say? And he was saying that there's some there's going to be an over the track area where you can watch the cars go underneath you. And he was like, that's awesome. He's from the San Antonio area. He lived in San Antonio for a while. And Fred, you asked him about the DMs.
Well, I asked him. I said, you know, how. As somebody who grew up watching this to where it is now, you know, after the Netflix deal, which, by the way, he's an IndyCar guy, and I didn't realize any F1, but I said, you know, and he said all, and he mentioned that a lot of young ladies are now starting to pay attention to the sport. Oh. His words, not mine.
Well, I did see him down the field. That probably isn't working out poorly for him. So.
Yeah. His words, not mine. And I said, so now you got more ladies slide into your DMs. He laughed. Didn't confirm nor deny, and then kept talking.
I appreciate that. I probably won't ask him that on our pregame show.
Mike also gave him some. Mike gave him some pointers on how to throw a baseball because he's only thrown a baseball once.
Was Mike up here?
Yeah, Mike came up here for just a few minutes. To talk to us. That was really nice.
All right, I'm sure you'll get an invoice from him.
Jared Sandler, right there. Follow him at Jared Sandler on Twitter and follow his charity at Sandlot Charity. All right, guys, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time for some Gridiron Gravy, a hilarious bit by the Saints. And Sanders is starting next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, we are live from Globe Life Field where they are getting this thing ready to rock against the Yankees today. You'll have Jack Leiter on the mound. You'll have Anthony Rodon on the mound for the Yankees. And I know a couple of years ago, or was it last year, right before he signed his deal with the Yankees, it was 2 years ago, I believe. Derek was very adamant. Holland, he was like, Rodon, this guy, like he wants to be a Ranger.
Yeah.
The money just didn't work out.
It happens.
But this will be a fun matchup today out here, and you'll hear it right here on this station, 105.3 The Fan, your home of the Texas Rangers. Fred, this is a real quick thing.
Quick thing.
My dad just texted me.
Uh-oh.
He's heading down to the beach.
Okay.
And I said, hey, man, soak it all in. Have fun. And the first thing he said is, I'm taking the metal detector. I'm going to find some gold down there.
Is your dad that guy walking around?
He got one
around?
For Christmas a while. Actually, he found one around his neighborhood. He found one. And then we got him one for Christmas. And he loves it, man. So I'm hoping he finds a fortune.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. It could be your retirement.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip!
And we say dip it and rip it. We start with Shador Sanders.
Yeah.
We will dissect every throw from Shador Sanders, yes or no?
We will?
He's going to start for the Browns in their first preseason game.
Oh, we will. Absolutely.
He's getting that start. And I just feel like this is the first opportunity for the entire media to go, all right, either I was right or I was wrong.
I mean, look, he's been – I mean – take statistics and training camp with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I can't remember who was saying that. Some NFL player was saying that. He's like, look, you guys are doing way too much with this. But I'll say this. It does look like they are actually giving him a chance, right? Because we've heard varying reports about, oh, well, you know, they're trying to sabotage him. Jimmy Haslam comes out and says, hey, look, wasn't my pick. The fact that they're starting him, and, you know, again, this is on the heels of signing Tyler Huntley. So, essentially, you had six quarterbacks on the roster. Now, again, Deshaun Watson's not going to play. So, he's on the roster, air quotes. But I think from a Shador Sanders standpoint, this bodes well for him because of the fact that they're starting him in the game, all eyes will be on him when this game kicks off. And, hey, if the dude shows what he's sounds like he's been doing in practice, this could bode well for him long term, at least this season.
Jory Epstein for Yahoo Sports has a story up right now on the conversation she had with Dak Prescott about Micah Parsons' contract. And here's the quote from him. When he saw the post from Mike Micah on Friday.
Yeah.
He said his message to Micah was F, man. And I did redact something
there. He wasn't saying Fred?
Yeah, he didn't say Fred.
Okay.
He said he knows what that means. It wasn't F you or F them. It's more of F, this is frustrating for everybody involved. And then he also pointed out, he was like, look, man, whenever I was going through my contract negotiation, I have a red jersey. That means don't touch me. That means the red don't touch me jersey tells everybody else, don't roll up on my ankles in practice. And he said, but Mike plays a completely different position. And at that spot, he's got to take care of himself. Now, people are going to have problems with the fact that he has a contract and he should just honor that. And I always do kind of go back to the thought of like, yeah, but he has a contract and he can still be fired. You know, they can just tell him see you later. It's a one-way contract for the league mostly. But at the same time, it's most of the teammates understand the business and they're letting him go through the business. They'd love him to have him week one, but Jerry Jones. Actually, let's go ahead and go to cut five, Alec. Let's get Jerry Jones yesterday on his confidence of Micah playing in week one.
I stay, RJ.
Okay, any confidence that he will be on the field against Philadelphia?
Again, no. Absolutely not. A big part of that is his decision.
Right.
How would I know that? I'm just saying. No, but I'm urgent.
No, but I'm urgent. Because schedule's getting closer.
Yeah, no, you need him out there. I mean, we've talked about it all week. You can't. You don't want to sign him to this big deal, which it sounds like, and from everything Jerry said, again, there aren't major hurdles here other than just egos and pride. So and whether it's, and maybe that's on both sides of the aisle here. That said, you cannot let this thing continue to drag out. You need Micah in practice. You need him to get into football shape. So that way, when September 4th rolls around, we're not looking at – we're not in the – well, he can't play this week, but he should be ready for week two, week three.
Right,
and then we're sitting there guarding against soft tissue injuries. And then now we're sitting there, and again, I'm not saying that CeeDee Lamb wouldn't have had a shoulder injury last year, all right? But I don't know because he didn't practice.
Right,
He wasn't a part of training camp.
Yeah.
There wasn't a wide receiver coach to say, hey, man, stop falling on your shoulder like this.
Mm-hmm. You know, you say 2 weeks a lot, and
that's what CD said. I'm going off of what CD Lamb told Sean and RJ.
And when I was working with Jesse, Todd Gurley was coming back.
Yeah,
and we were like, "Man, look at what Todd Gurley's doing off this injury. He's blowing up." And he's like, "Yeah, everybody else has dead legs. He's got fresh legs."
Yeah.
He goes, "But wait a little longer. 3 weeks." He said, 3 weeks is what an NFL player needs to be game ready.
Right.
He said three is the one where you're like, okay, now I'm up to game speed.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. CD, obviously, I can be in shape. Game ready. I've always been in that window of like 3 weeks. You need this because you're getting hit. You're reminding yourself of why you play this game. You're going through the battles, and then you get your speed back.
That's exactly what he said. 2 weeks you can play.
Yeah.
3 weeks you're ready.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like there's that. That's the difference. And, like you may not be. Give them one more week, and again, they play on a Thursday this year, right? Mm-hmm. They're kicking off the NFL season, so yeah, we'd like to see. Now, Nick Eatman said today. He's got positive vibes, or he's feeling positive vibes. So that's the more that's probably the most optimistic I've heard thus far.
That is good to hear. 49ers tight end George Kittle broke news.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday. The league banned smelling salts, citing a player safety issue. Kittle told the NFL media he previously used ammonia packets every drive.
Wow.
Every single drive. And he said, I considered retirement. We have to figure out a middle ground. And he was joking, of course, when he said that. But he's really upset. But what we're learning about this is that it can mask some of the concussion protocol. And sometimes you're in there and you're like checking things out. This dude's been on a smelling salt. And now, hold on, I can't really tell what's going on with you because we don't know if this is real you or if this is smelling salt sent you a different direction.
Yeah.
You ever used smelling salts before?
No.
No? You don't need it? I wonder if they're a good pre-workout. Alec, you're a workout fella. Do you like use it for pre-workout?
I've never tried it, but I want to. I'm kind of scared, but I do want to try it.
Now that you throw that out there, I'm kind of intrigued. I think I might have to do it.
Look at this. It's banned in the NFL, so obviously there's going to be more stock out there, and the prices are going to be lower because the demand's not going to be up.
More
that's
from
how it works. Guy that knows a guy.
The this is a guy I wanted to talk about him a little last week, Fred, but I didn't get a chance to. Buccaneers GM says it's, quote, unreal how good Mike Evans looks going into year 12.
Yeah.
Mike Evans is one of those receivers, I think, that kind of like we all have this respect for him, but he often gets forgotten for what because of that division. It's just a dummy division down there. And sure. This has to do with a championship. He has he rolls out of bed with 1,000 yards every year, and he's now going into year 12. No other receiver's ever done what he's done. Jerry Rice didn't because he only got 900 yards his rookie season. But your thoughts on just what Mike Evans' career has been and what this season's going to look like for him with
Baker. He's probably one of the more underappreciated wide receivers of our time. I mean, hell, I traded him for my fantasy team a few years ago.
Was there a reason? Were you upset
with
him?
He's pissing me off, man. He got off to such a horrible start, and I traded him, and then he went off right after that. So, I mean, it shows what I know about football. But, no, man, you know what? He's a Galveston guy. He gives back a lot to his community. He's real big in that in the Gulf Coast area over there. And
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And I've never heard anybody say a negative thing about him. And, you know, you appreciate guys like that do give back to their community, give back to where they're from. The thing about a Mike Evans, you know, you're hearing good things about the Ohio State kid that's over there as well, right?
Ibuka, yeah.
And what's one thing that we always hear about when you've got a rookie and when you have older players who, you know, you draft guys to essentially replace you. So yep. You're training your replacement. Now, when you're a Mike Evans, you're not worried about it, okay?
Nope,
you got
all.
Pelts on the wall. And, you know, let Tampa Bay cut him today, and I promise you there's 30 other teams that are going to be knocking on his door to bring him in. That said, the I don't think it's a coincidence that this team hasn't missed a beat since losing Tom Brady. Right, Jason Licht is probably one of the more underrated GMs in the league. Todd Bowles is as steady as it comes. All right, I think it speaks a lot to how Baker's been able to kind of, you know, resurrect his career, so to speak. And I think it goes to show how good Mike Evans has been, not just on the field but off the field, because Chris Godwin has been, for as great as he is, I mean, he's been a disaster as far as injury wise.
Yeah.
You know,
he's love the receiver, hate the injury.
The guy stays getting hurt the last two or three years, which, you know, if you don't have a guy like a Mike Evans to pick up that slack and to take because I don't care how old the guy is, you have to account for him on the football
field. Yeah. Here's one thing. Whenever you were talking about, like, oh, being replaced by the younger guy, I think a lot of guys that just their identity is their job, their position, and I'm a starter. I'm a number one starter on a football team, and I'm never going to be anything else. I've always been this.
Yeah.
That's my identity. If they're more than that, a lot of times they're more willing to be like, no, we're fine.
Oh, absolutely.
But you see those stories before of guys that just can't let go.
True. But a guy like a Mike Evans, like, you know, he's going to be – when you've established yourself –
he's done it all.
And he's kind – again, he's kind of stayed, dare I say, under the radar, because I don't know that when you talk about – hell, I think me and Blake talked about this one time on Fan After Dark was, is he like a first ballot Hall of Famer? And then you look at his numbers and you're like,
the numbers
tell
me yes.
This dude's been, you know, but he's never been flashy about it.
Right.
Right? He's never been a diva about it. Now, you know, people behind the scenes might say, but, you know, I mean, I think I want to say he's been married to the same woman since high school, right? Or since college or whatever it was. So, you know, but there's something to be said for that when you are that kind of boring guy who just goes in, does his job. Hard, you know, lunch pail, hard hat type of dude, and Mike Evans is that guy.
Who's going to start the season opener for the New Orleans Saints is a question that not really anybody's asking. But
no.
I thought they pulled off a hilarious bit. On their initial depth chart, they listed Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck, and Jake Haener as their first team quarterback.
Wow.
They said, you know what, we're just throwing – we're not. Hey, I don't. They don't care about what the media is trying to figure out or what the fans are trying to feed it. They're like, we know we have three garbage quarterbacks, and we're just going to put them all on there and act like that they're something here.
I read today where
and the Colts did the same thing with Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson, by the way, which I think is ridiculous.
That's a terrible situation to be in. I mean, only because you know, at least with the Saints. Like Tyler Shuck, I'm not sold on him one bit. Spencer Rattler is what he is. I can see him being a career backup for the next decade. And I want to say the other guy was like a model, wasn't he?
I think so. Yeah. Most careers. The NFL did suspend Jordan Addison.
I did see that.
Three games for what he has – his disciplinary action for his DUI case last month. So,
wow.
We've been talking a lot about J.J. McCarthy and his – you know, how he's going to look.
Wait a minute. They suspended him three games for a DUI?
Yeah. It's
not boding well for my boy Rashee Rice. Yikes.
That was the substance abuse policy. So he violated the substance abuse policy.
Hey, we're good then. I think Rashee might get two games
in. So he'll miss Bears, Falcons, and Bengals. You think Rashee's going to only miss two games for – I know that it wasn't, but it was so reckless, dude. It was so reckless. Your fingers crossed.
Nobody got hurt.
And it was such a big deal, too. I think it was because it became such a big story.
Yeah.
That was another factor.
Do you think if he'd have crashed a Volkswagen instead of a Lamborghini, we'd have been talking about it?
Probably
just
not.
It was a flashy car. It was a nice car.
And he left the playbook in the car?
I didn't remember that part. Who got it? Who got the playbook? Tow truck driver?
That I don't know, but he left his playbook, I want to say there may or may not have been some Oski-Woski in there, too.
That's worth a pretty penny right there.
That tells me the guy dedicated
the
game.
And then last, the Buccaneers make it official. Teddy Bridgewater is back, baby.
Good for him.
Teddy Bridgewater, officially a member of the Buccaneers. He visited with the team on Tuesday, took a physical, everything went good, and he joined the Lions late last season. After coaching Miami Northwestern High School to a state title, which is awesome. You're a former pro player. You say, I'm going to coach. Oh, look at this. I'm awesome at this, too. But then he had a complication by a suspension. I don't know if you saw the suspension that happened.
No, because
he was spending his personal money to provide meals, rides, and other benefits to players at the school, which, you know what? I'm not against. I'm perfectly okay with it. I'm not against it either.
I think their whole thing is, look.
I get the rules. I know.
Yeah. I mean, not everybody's got access to a former professional football player.
And also, lastly, I'm sorry, one more lastly.
Let's go one more lastly.
Keenan Allen is returning to the Chargers on a one-year, $8.5 million contract. I've always loved Keenan Allen. I think he's a fun receiver. He's not the same dude anymore.
No.
But he's an exceptional dude. He's an exceptional receiver.
He's got better hands than Quinyon Johnson, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, they are struggling there.
Sorry.
All right, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time to get this game ready. Jack Leiter, what are you expecting from him today on the bump against the New York Yankees next on the Fan? Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, your home of the Texas Rangers and the Dallas Cowboys. And, Fred, it's always amazing to me whenever we're out at the stadium in a day game. And I know it's summertime right now, but even in the school year, you'll see kids out here at games all the time, and I'm always like, man, it's amazing that people can get off of work and come out here and be part of the game. But I really do I want all the Yankees fans to go home crying today.
How many of these people are working remotely and their bosses don't know that they're actually at the ballpark today?
Dude.
Come on, let's be real.
I have a buddy.
It's not the only good thing that came out of COVID.
I have a friend who like, he has really enjoyed the working from home progress.
Of course.
But he gets his work done. That's the important thing. You've got to do your work.
That's the key.
You know, go over the top for sales. Make more sales. And whenever you're done with that, then you can spend the rest of your day doing things. But knock it out in 3 hours. Boss shouldn't be mad if you made all the money.
Or if you can work from your phone.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I mean, you can watch a game and still make a call. Now, if you got to jump on a Zooms or a team, hey, okay, we got to figure that out. Oh, my kid's sick. Not going to be able to make it.
Now, Fred, a couple of things about today's game specifically.
Yeah.
It looks like it's Dollar Dog Day.
Yeah, it does.
Because Tolo just brought over some hot dogs
for you. I'm going to eat one of these.
And hold on. Now, how many hot dogs do you think you could take down?
I can eat all three of these if I wanted to, but I don't have anything to drink. That's the problem.
Okay.
And I need some ketchup,
and that's
too,
not enough water for you,
that's what I got left there.
So we're going to have to work on that. But he's like, I got you. I got you taken care of there, right there.
Shout out to Justin, too, your boy from Tailgate USA.
Yes.
For bringing me some coffee, unlike some other folks.
Okay. All right. So coffee was necesito.
I need a cup of Joe.
It didn't land.
You guys know how I roll.
Also, shout out to Pato Award. He's going to be throwing out the first pitch here in just a little bit. And shout out to Parking Lot Ronnie.
He's the best.
We see him every time we come 100%. Out here. He's an awesome dude. And he said, hey, I love this station, and I really appreciate that a lot. And, hey, this is something we haven't had a chance to talk about today. Sorry, I've been a little busy,
Hey, it's been a wild show.
Tomorrow is the first chance
uh-huh.
for you to participate in Fan Phenom. All right, so tomorrow at Jake's, 7910 State Highway 78 in Sachse. First off, G-Bag Nation is going to be doing their broadcast from there.
Have we got an update on Gavin?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
I know Blake is filling in today.
He's got staph infection.
Has it been confirmed?
Is that what gives you a cough? He looked like he had a cold.
Man, I don't know. I mean, I had staph years ago, but that was in my leg.
Yeah, I have no clue how it works.
Yeah.
It feels like it should work harder if it's called staph infection.
It's with a pH,
yeah.
by the way.
So that's something I didn't know. Look at Fred teaching.
You're welcome.
But, yeah, tomorrow, State Highway 78, 7910 in Sachse, your first chance. Again, go check out the G-Bag Nation at Jake's. Then stick around and get your chance to be right in front of the boss to give him your, like, hey, this is my pitch. Mm-hmm. I should be the next Fan Phenom, and then you can be working with us, getting opportunities to be on air at 105.3 The Fan. And we got three more opportunities after this. So if you miss this one, don't say, hey, I couldn't make it, and therefore I wasn't able to do it. If you miss this one, then you got three more opportunities in the over the next 3 weeks. So that's going to be a great opportunity for you there. Now, Fred, Jack Leiter is on the mound today. I've been a big fan. Mike has given me credit for finding Kamar Rocker. I don't know if I've ever told you this story.
You did it.
A long time ago, I was like, hey, who's this Rocker kid at Vanderbilt? Started looking into him, and then I was like, this is going to be a number one pick. And then out of nowhere, Jack Leiter pops up.
Yep.
And everybody was like, hey, hold on, don't forget about this guy. And then Jack Leiter turns into,
Jack Leiter.
A lot of people start expecting, man, he's going to come in and he's going to be an ace immediately. It's taken him some time. This season has been a lot of fun to watch his growth because he's starting to look confident on the mound rather than an overactive, hyper little kid that doesn't know exactly where he is. He looks like a pro now.
No, he really does. I mean, he's 25 years old, and he's been, he's had some.
Oh, no, Fred, right at the end, he was pitching a perfect game.
I'll tell you what, I was all ready.
Perfect game right up until
the
end.
That's why I need the Java, and I ran out my water, too. No, I'll tell you what, he had his bouts of inconsistency, and, for a 25-year-old kid who's been basically your fourth starter all year long, but, outside of the little blister issue he had at the beginning of the year, I mean, Jack Leiter has been a innings eater in 2025, and what I mean by that is, look, this isn't when we grew up and guys routinely pitch 7, 8, 9 innings, okay? In today's day and age, if your guy can give you 5 to 6, I mean, 7's almost a pipe dream at these days, but he's been consistent from that standpoint. My thing for him today, go out, get you five or six innings. He's pitched some high leverage situations, how he had a no-hitter going 2-3 months ago, whatever it was. So he's shown you the ability to beat when he's on command, when he's hitting his spots, as our boy Mike Bassick likes to say, he can be a shutdown pitcher.
Yeah.
So we'd like to see that again today.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've seen most about him is there is a moment where he was like, all right, I got this heater.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it high. Good luck hitting it.
Seriously.
And now he's pitching. And that comes to the conversation we always like to have, and that is the difference between pitching and throwing.
Throwing, 100%.
And he's now at a point where you're watching him vary speeds. You're watching. Yep. You talk about locations. He's staying low, but he knows he can go back to that high fastball if need be. And you know what? That's intimidating if you're a hitter, too. I was talking about this with the – it was very difficult against Yordan Alvarez – to go, I'm going to throw high inside to you and then throw low and away, because Yordan Alvarez has such long arms, he can reach those things. But for most hitters, you go high and inside on them, and now they're timid. They're scared.
Right.
And Jack Leiter has the ability to vary it all up, and that's what's been the most fun here. Now, are you expecting, because we got a lefty on the mound against us today.
Yeah.
Are we expecting another Rowdy Tellez moment? I know he's left-handed. He might have to wait till he gets into the bullpen. But what are we expecting from our offense today?
Look, I got a Higgy. Our boy Jared Sandler likes to call out home run picks. My choice for today is Kyle Higashioka.
Ah, that's a good
one
right
choice,
there.
My choice for today. He's been swinging a hot bat, so I'm going with Higgy today.
Okay, Higgy's the one. Now, if you want to get that lineup, it's going to be Haggerty leading off. Seager, Simeon, Garcia, Langford, Josh Young right after Langford. So it's nice to have him back in the lineup in some way. He's not playing third base. I don't know exactly when he'll be back out there, but that's the luxury.
Did you say Jock Peterson was in there today, too?
Jock Peterson is not in the lineup today. Higashioka, Josh Smith, and then Ezekiel Duran.
Gotcha.
But again, it's really nice to have Josh Young as a DH.
Yes.
Because you know Josh Smith can play some solid third base. Josh Smith can also provide you some good bats, too.
I thought Jared Sandler said it perfectly. Josh Smith should be your utility gold glove. I mean, he's been I don't care what position he's been at, outside of, I think, one play at shortstop where he kind of bobbled a little bit on the transfer. Third base, he's been money. First base, he's been money. I mean, that guy, wherever you put him, especially in the infield, there's going to be no drop-off in the defensive ability.
And that's what you're going to see today. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Thank you so much, Tolos, for being out here with us, coming by and saying hello. Thank you for listening today as you were driving out here. I got a Tolo that just swung by and said, his kid goes, is this the guy that was listening? We were listening to him on the truck.
You.
We were listening to him. Yes, that was me. And we really appreciate all the Tolos for being part of this thing as we're rocking here. Hopefully y'all enjoy this Rangers-Yankees game coming up here on 105.3 The Fan. We're looking forward to it. Hopefully get those brooms out on 105.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.